All right, so get this. Imagine a world where you've got like a whole team of experts working for you around the clock. No need for a fancy office or, having to deal with paychecks. Sounds pretty wild, right? Well, it might not be as far-fetched as you think.
No kidding.
Today, we're going to be diving deep into this whole concept with someone who's actually making it happen.
I know, right? Like, it's one thing to talk about it in theory, but this guy is actually out there doing it.
Exactly. We're
Yeah.
talking about Dr. Barry Barresi. He's not just some tech guru. He's a seriously experienced social entrepreneur.
And get this, he's using AI agents, these custom GPTs to be exact, as his own virtual support staff.
Pretty mind-blowing, huh? But before we go any further, let's make sure everyone's on the same page here.
Sure.
What exactly are GPTs and what makes Dr. Barresi's GPTs so unique?
Okay, so GPTs, short for Generative Pre-trained Transformers, are like the super advanced type of AI. They're amazing at understanding and generating text that sounds just like a human wrote it. But here's the thing about Dr. Barresi's GPTs. They're not your run-of-the-mill kind.
Yeah, what makes them special?
He's designed them from the ground up with specific roles and responsibilities.
No, wow.
It's almost like he's given them their own job titles.
So he's not just using them for scheduling or sending emails or something like that?
Nope, not at all. These GPTs are like his right-hand team, helping him with some seriously complex tasks.
Like what specifically?
Well, they're doing things like analyzing mountains of data,
Oh, wow.
helping him refine business models, and even exploring potential funding sources for the social enterprises he advises.
Okay, hold on a second. So he's basically running his entire advising practice
Yeah.
with the help of these AI agents.
Pretty much.
And he's actually doing this right now. This isn't some futuristic fantasy.
No, it's very real.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I could see why you're so excited about this. I mean, he's clearly onto something groundbreaking here.
Right, and he's not keeping all this knowledge to himself.
That's good.
He actually wrote this fantastic article about his experience called AI Agents and the Future of Work in Social Enterprises.
Oh, where can people find that?
It's published on AI Social Innovators.
Okay, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, you should.
And he goes even deeper into the nitty-gritty of how to actually do this in his book, Accelerate Impact Playbook.
You really get a sense of his hands-on approach.
I'm already starting to see how this could be a game changer for any social entrepreneur.
For sure.
So, what are some of the biggest takeaways from his work? What's you actually learned from building this AI-powered team?
Well, one of the most fascinating things is this whole idea of an AI native social enterprise.
AI native, that's a new one.
It's not just about, using AI tools here and there. It's
Right.
about weaving AI into the very fabric of how the organization works, like part of its DNA.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but I need you to break that down for me. What
Yeah.
does it actually mean for a social enterprise to be AI native?
It's a fundamental shift in how you think about things.
Okay.
An AI native social enterprise is built from the ground up to leverage the power of AI in pretty much every aspect of its operations.
So you're talking about using AI to make smarter decisions, automating a lot of the processes.
Exactly. And ultimately having a much bigger impact.
So it's not just about being more efficient, it's about using AI to be more effective in fulfilling the organization's mission, right?
Absolutely. And Dr. Barresi makes a really strong argument that this is especially important for social enterprises.
Why is that?
Well, they often have limited budgets and resources,
That's true.
so they need to make every dollar count.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But how exactly is Dr. Barresi using his custom GPTs to make his advising work more effective? Can you give us some concrete examples?
Sure, take his Discover Social Impact Opportunity Advisor GPT, for example.
What does that even mean?
It's basically like having a tireless research assistant that never sleeps.
Oh, wow.
It's constantly scanning the landscape for potential social impact opportunities that perfectly align with the missions of the organizations he advises.
So it's like having a super-powered research team working around the clock.
Exactly.
That's amazing. I'm assuming there's more than just that one, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's also his Design Social Impact Business Model Advisor GPT.
Okay, break that one down for me.
It's like a three-in-one powerhouse, a business model architect, a financial sustainability guru, and a value proposition analyst.
Wow. All rolled into one GPT.
Yep.
So instead of having to hire all these different consultants, a social enterprise could potentially just get similar insights from this GPT.
That's the idea.
This is seriously impressive stuff.
It is, and we're just scratching the surface here. Dr. Barresi goes into way more detail in his work, outlining all the specific tasks that each of his four core GPTs can handle.
So he's basically rewritten the playbook on what a support staff can look like.
Absolutely.
I bet it wasn't all smooth sailing, though.
You're right.
Were there any challenges he had to overcome in building this AI-powered team?
Well, one of the big ones he talks about is the need for really meticulous design when you're creating these GPTs.
Okay, what does that mean?
You can't just throw any old GPT at a problem and expect it to magically solve everything.
Right, right.
He emphasizes how important it is to carefully craft the prompts and instructions you give to each GPT.
So it's about being super specific and making sure the AI understands exactly what you want it to do.
Precisely. You have to make sure they're aligned with the organization's goals and values.
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about how you use it. It sounds like there's a real art to getting the most out of these custom GPTs.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You have to understand both the strengths and the limitations of AI.
Right.
And figure out how to use them to really amplify human capabilities.
This is all incredibly fascinating. I'm already thinking about how I could apply some of these ideas to my own work.
I know, it's exciting stuff.
But before we get too carried away with all the possibilities, I think it's important to acknowledge that this is a pretty radical shift in how we think about work. What are some of the broader implications of this trend towards AI-powered teams? What does it mean for the future of work in general?
That's the million-dollar question.
I know, right?
And Dr. Barresi doesn't shy away from it at all.
That's good.
He acknowledges that this rise of AI agents is going to have a massive impact on the workforce.
Yeah, it's hard to deny that.
And he encourages social entrepreneurs to be proactive.
So instead of just waiting to see what happens, we need to start preparing now for a future where AI plays a much bigger role in the workplace.
Exactly. And in the next part of our deep dive, we'll explore how he suggests doing just that. So we were talking about the potential downsides of this whole AI thing and how it might affect jobs.
Right. Like what happens if AI just starts replacing humans left and right? Especially in fields where a lot of the tasks can be automated.
It's a valid concern for sure.
Yeah.
But Dr. Barresi doesn't see it as a total takeover, more like a shift in the workforce.
Okay, but how can we be sure that won't lead to tons of people losing their jobs?
He argues that while some jobs will definitely change, AI also has this incredible potential to create new roles and even redefine existing ones.
So it's not necessarily a case of humans versus machines.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. It's more about humans and machines working together, each doing what they're best at.
I like that. Kind of like a partnership.
Yeah, collaboration.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where humans are freed from all those tedious tasks.
Like data entry or filling out reports, stuff like that.
Exactly. All those things that AI can handle easily.
So then we can focus on the things that really make us human. You know, the creativity, the problem solving, the empathy.
Precisely. The things that AI just hasn't quite mastered yet.
That makes a lot of sense, especially in the social impact space.
Right. Where human connection is so vital.
Absolutely. But let's bring it back to Dr. Barresi and his own experiences.
Okay.
He's clearly a big believer in AI, but I'm curious, did he face any pushback when he started using these GPTs in his advising practice? Were people skeptical?
You know, he actually talks about how important it is to address those concerns head on. Oh, interesting.
To really build trust when it comes to AI.
Because people are naturally going to be hesitant about new technology, especially if they think it might threaten their jobs.
Exactly. It's not about forcing AI on anyone.
Right.
It's about showing them how it can actually make their work better, easier even.
So it's about highlighting the benefits and easing those fears.
Exactly. And that comes down to leadership and clear communication.
Yeah, I see that.
He emphasizes that leaders need to set a clear vision,
okay,
explain the benefits of AI, and address any anxieties their team might have.
So it's about creating a culture where people feel comfortable with this new way of working.
Absolutely. A culture of trust and collaboration.
I think that's key with any kind of change, especially something as potentially disruptive as AI.
For sure. But there's another layer to this.
Oh, what's that?
The ethical side of things.
Right. We can't just ignore that.
Exactly. We hear so much about AI bias and how it could perpetuate inequalities.
It's a valid concern, for sure.
And Dr. Barresi doesn't shy away from it at all.
It's good.
He's a firm believer that we need a strong ethical framework for AI development and implementation.
So it's not just about what AI can do. It's about what we should be doing with it.
Precisely. Yeah. It has to be about more than just efficiency and effectiveness.
We have to consider the social impact, make sure it aligns with our values.
Absolutely. He even offers practical guidance on how to embed ethical considerations into every step of the AI development process.
Okay, I'm all ears.
From how you collect data and design algorithms, to how you test and deploy the AI systems.
So how do we actually ensure these AI agents are fair and unbiased? How do we prevent those potential harms?
One key thing he emphasizes is diversity.
Diversity in what sense?
Diversity in the teams that are developing and deploying these AI systems.
So we need people with different backgrounds, different experiences, different viewpoints involved.
Exactly, because if you just have a bunch of tech people in a room making all the decisions, you're going to miss out on those crucial perspectives. Right, we need people who understand the social context, who can anticipate the potential consequences of these technologies.
Precisely. And he also talks about the importance of transparency.
So we shouldn't just blindly trust these black boxes.
Nope. We need to be able to understand how they're making decisions and be able to explain those decisions to others.
So we can make sure they're aligned with our values.
Exactly. And that all ties back to building trust.
If people understand how the AI works and feel like they have a say in how it's developed and used, they're more likely to embrace it.
Absolutely. It's about empowering people, not replacing them.
This is all so thought-provoking. It sounds like Dr. Barresi is advocating for a very human-centered approach to AI.
I think that's a great way to put it.
One that prioritizes values, ethics, and collaboration above all else.
For sure. And I think it's important to remember that this is just the beginning.
Of what?
The AI revolution.
Oh, yeah. It's only going to get bigger from here.
Exactly. So how do we navigate this new world? How do we make sure AI is used for good and not for harm?
That's the big question, isn't it?
It is. And luckily, Dr. Barresi has some thoughts on that.
Oh, good.
And we'll be diving into those in the final part of our deep dive.
So we've talked about the incredible potential of AI for social impact work.
Yeah.
But we've also touched on those potential downsides.
Yeah.
The things we need to be careful about.
Right. It's a powerful tool. And like any powerful tool, it can be used for good or bad.
Exactly. So how do we make sure this power is used responsibly? How do we steer it in the right direction?
Dr. Barresi really emphasizes that it all starts with understanding your values as an organization.
Oh.
What do you stand for? And how can AI help you live out those values?
So it's not about chasing after the latest tech trend just because it's cool or whatever.
No, not at all. It's about making sure the technology aligns with your core mission.
It has to serve a purpose that's bigger than just efficiency or profit.
Exactly. And for social enterprises, that purpose should be deeply rooted in a commitment to social good.
Using AI to create a more just and equitable world, that's the goal.
That's it. Not using it to exacerbate existing inequalities or create new ones.
Right, right. But how do we ensure that actually happens? How do we translate those good intentions into real-world action?
One thing Dr. Barresi talks about is the importance of diverse perspectives throughout the entire AI development process.
Okay, so what does that look like in practice?
It means having people with different backgrounds, different experiences, different viewpoints involved at every stage.
From the initial data collection to the design of the algorithms and everything in between?
Exactly. Because if you only have one type of person making all the decisions, you're going to end up with an AI that reflects that narrow perspective.
And that could lead to all sorts of unintended consequences and biases.
For sure. So you need people who understand the social context, who can anticipate how the AI might affect different groups of people.
People who can flag potential problems and offer alternative solutions.
Precisely. And it's not just about building diverse teams internally either.
Oh, what else?
It's about engaging with the communities you're serving, the people who will be most affected by the AI.
So getting their input, their feedback on how the AI can be used to benefit them.
Exactly. It's a collaborative process, a partnership.
Not just imposing AI solutions from the top down.
No, that's the old way of thinking. This is about co-creation, about working together to create something that truly serves the common good.
I love that approach. It's about empowering people, giving them a voice, in how technology shapes their lives.
Absolutely, and it goes hand in hand with transparency.
Right, being open about how the AI works, how decisions are being made.
Exactly. People need to understand the logic behind the AI, especially when it's making decisions that have a real impact on their lives.
It's about building trust, showing people that the AI isn't some mysterious black box making arbitrary decisions.
Exactly, and it's about accountability.
If something goes wrong, you need to be able to trace it back, figure out why it happened, and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Precisely. And that's why transparency is so crucial. It allows for that level of scrutiny and accountability.
This is all incredibly important stuff. but I have to admit, it can feel a bit overwhelming at times.
I get it. It's a lot to take in.
All these ethical considerations, the potential risks and benefits, it can feel like a minefield.
It's definitely complex, but Dr. Parisi offers some really helpful guidance.
Oh, good. I need some of that.
He lays out a four-step process for implementing AI agents in a social enterprise.
And I'm guessing those steps can be applied more broadly to any organization that's considering using AI.
Absolutely. It's a framework for thinking through the challenges and opportunities, for making sure you're using AI in a responsible and ethical way.
So what's the first step?
It all starts with identifying those areas where AI can have the biggest impact.
So being strategic, not just throwing AI at every problem without a clear plan.
Exactly. It's about being intentional and thoughtful, making sure the AI is aligned with your goals and values.
I like that. So it's not about replacing humans altogether. It's about finding those areas where AI can augment human capabilities, where it can help us do things better and faster.
Exactly. It's a partnership, a collaboration. And it's important to remember that this is an ongoing process.
What do you mean?
The field of AI is constantly evolving, so we need to be willing to learn and adapt along the way.
So staying up to date on the latest developments, being open to new ideas and approaches.
Exactly. It's not about finding one perfect solution and sticking with it forever.
It's about embracing the uncertainty, the constant change, and figuring out how to navigate it in a way that benefits everyone.
Well said. I think that's a perfect way to wrap things up.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. We've covered so much ground, from the nitty-gritty of how AI agents work to the broader ethical considerations that we all need to be thinking about.
It's been a great conversation.
I agree, and I think the biggest takeaway for me is that AI is this incredibly powerful tool, but it's not a magic solution.
Right, it's not going to solve all our problems overnight.
Exactly. It's up to us to use it wisely, to make sure it's aligned with our values and our vision for a better world.
And to remember that AI should be working for us, not the other way around.
Couldn't said it better myself. If you're interested in diving deeper into these ideas, be sure to check out Dr. Parisi's article, AI Agents and the Future of Work in Social Enterprises. It's published on AI Social Innovators, and it's a great place to start.
And his book, Accelerate Impact Playbook, is packed with practical guidance on implementing AI in a social impact context.
Definitely worth checking out. And remember, this is just the beginning of the conversation about AI and its role in social impact.
Keep learning, keep questioning, and keep pushing for a future where technology is used to create a more just and equitable world.
That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.